actually happened. A buddy of mine, the CEO of a big company here in Washington, D.C., decided he was a little stressed out one day. So he called his secretary and suggested that they repair to a fancy hotel in this neighborhood and have a liaison laden with champagne and sex. Yeah, man. So this big boss man grabs his secretary. And oh, God. They hit that hotel room the second they're in there. I mean, he's all, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? They cut the tension off their passion. They order a big room service lunch. Champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, you name the intoxicant. And after lunch, they cut another slice. He's like, all right, you tell me if I'm doing good work. Is this the spot here? Is that the spot right there? All right. Let me work on the taint a little bit. Eh? Let me get on that taint. That's your way. Yes? You like the company? You like the boss? You like this work? You like me? You like it? And then a hideous speckling. That was Shangri-La number two. And then they went downtown, and they had an indoor pool in the place. So they went inside the pool, and they swam a few laps. She got rid of some serpents. Now, while they're in the hot tub, she starts undulating against the guy. You know, and he's thinking, man, we done had two Shangri-Las. But she starts undulating that turd cutter in his lap. And the next thing you know, he can't control himself anymore. And there he is. I tell you what, Shangri-La number three. They stood out when they kind of walked back to the room. She was walking kind of like... And he had a nice back on the hydraulic. I mean, they did some serious work. Well, he looks at his watch. He says, my God, it's almost 5 o'clock. We got to go to the office and check out and go our separate ways. He said, man, that was sweet. She said, yes, sir, Mr. Boss, man, that was sweet. She said, damn, look at the time. My husband will be home. He said, yeah, my wife will be home. So they fishtail out of the parking lot of the work. And the guy's driving home thinking, oh, I hope my wife ain't up for no action tonight. Little Elvis has done seen more than his share of fun for today. Well, he's shocked to see, as he pulls in his driveway, there's his beautiful wife in a teddy, holding a glass of brandy for him and his slippers. And he's thinking, oh, my God. That's the way she always acts when she... Ready for a slice? He's like... Looks at himself in the mirror. Damn. So he pulls into the driveway. And she's like, honey.
Hi.
He's like, hi. I know you had a hard day at work. This poopsie-woopsie want a slicey-wicey? He's thinking, yesy-wicey. So they go inside. They sit down. He slowly drinks that bourbon. She says, oh, I see you need another drinky-winky. Be right back. So when she goes in the kitchen, he pulls his pants down and grabs the hydraulics and says, come on, little buddy. You got to do this now. Come on. He tries to get some sign of life into that thing. He's like, hey, come on. But nothing. He's still like... He hears his wife coming back, so he quickly pulls his pants back up and tucks that fetid denizen of the land of lint back into his undies. And they talk. He says, boy, this drink is good. She says, yeah, I had a couple myself in anticipation of our liaison. And now I think I got a tinky winkle. So she goes to the bathroom. When she gets in the bathroom, he drops trowel again. He's like, come on, you got it. Growing nervous, panicking even more. Finally, she comes in and sits down next to him and says, "Honey, I got a surprise for you. See that mirror there across the room? Why don't you wave hello to Dick Clark and TV's blunders and bloopers?"